In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He made us and made all things, visible and invisible. He upholds us in all things by the word of His power. Dear listening friends, Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that the eternal purposes of the triune God were meant to establish a new humanity in Christ. This is the overall focus of history. The divine thought, the Father's eternal election, did not remain a mere theoretical plan. The Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, actually came in the fullness of time and fulfilled all the divinely required arrangements and fully paid all the costs involved. All along, God the Holy Spirit has been actively actualizing the divine plan, giving shape to the new humanity, a new Adamic race purchased by Jesus, the divine Messiah. The Apostle Paul reports in his letter to the Ephesian church that the Holy Spirit continues to succeed in building this new humanity. He provides the opportunity for people to hear the gospel. The gospel seed was planted in the city of Ephesus and germinated and brought forth life, real new life. So, Paul has reason to be excited about the work of God in the city. Dear listeners, faith in Christ cannot be hidden. It goes hand in hand with receiving the message. It becomes public knowledge, where the gospel is made known as arranged by the Holy Spirit. There is faith. Where there is true faith, there is also public knowledge of that faith. This is what happened in the city of Ephesus. With much joy, the Apostle Paul reports in the first chapter of his letter to the church in the city and says, "Because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him." Friends, the faith we read about in the letter to the Ephesian church is a truly saving and living faith. True faith is not a mere religious ritual or claim. It is a divine operation processed by the Holy Spirit Himself. Paul speaks of hearing of the Ephesians' faith in the Lord Jesus. Yes, it is very specifically defined as faith in the Lord Jesus. This is much more than making a religious confession of believing the truth of a certain dogma. It is trust in the one who offered himself as a ransom with his own redeeming gift of himself to purchase those lost and enslaved to sin and the evil one. It is not just stating, "I believe in Jesus." Rather, it is a personal relationship with Him, a relationship of trust and confidence. It is belonging to Jesus, who is Lord. It's about clinging to the triumphant divine King, who is sovereignly in charge of all things visible and invisible. Those who belong to Him are identified as citizens of His universal kingdom. They are gathered by saving faith from all nations, from all human racial groups. Dear listening friends, the faith of believers in the city of Ephesus was so obviously talked about that Paul heard about it while he was imprisoned in Rome. Yes, the news of the faith of those believers spread all over the place. They too experienced opposition and persecution. True faith in Christ is not just easily believing that something is true. Real faith identifies believers with Christ. It draws attention to who Christ is and what he did and continues to do. This is made known to all who hear about it. They include those who are uncomfortable with who Christ is and what he stands for. Believers in the city of Ephesus remained steadfast in the face of pressures from those who hated Christ. Still, Paul says much more about them because he heard more about them. Friends, in the same breath, Paul speaks of their love toward all the saints. This explains the reason for Paul's excitement. He begins by saying, "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints." What he heard is not about verbal statements of belief, but about a living and fruitful faith. This is the kind of faith that is truly gifted by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit generates faith in the Lord Jesus sovereignly. He links believers to Jesus, the self-giving new Adam. True faith gives new life to first Adam's sinful descendants. They all inherited his deadening sinful nature. They must take off the old Adam and put on Christ, the new Adam. Embracing Christ, the new Adam, generates a living relationship with him. Friends, Christ expressed the true self-giving love of God. His love was not mere words. When people belong to him, they share in his love. By faith, the Ephesian believers were incorporated into Christ. They also became identified closely with others who, like themselves, are purchased and sanctified by Christ's blood. In oneness together in Christ, they shared Christ's self-giving love with one another. In his prison, Paul heard about it and realized afresh the fruitful impact of the message of Christ's saving grace. This gave him much joy and tremendous reason for thanksgiving. He says, "I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him." Hallelujah.